Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant were consulted on the James Harden trade, the Rockets' Christian Wood goes at a legend, and Steph Curry chases another. I'm Tass Mellis, and this is what you need to know in the NBA for Friday, January 15th. Brooklyn Nets GM Sean Marks held a press conference to announce the trade had been finalized. James Harden and his beard are joining Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving as part of a big three in Brooklyn. Marks also made it clear that he talked to KD and Kyrie, got their okay before trading for James Harden. They both bought in. They said they are both willing to sacrifice to have James Harden come in. He also said that Harden told him, quote, "I want to win. I am all about winning." Now, did that happen before he made the trade? Because that would be tampering. I'm sure it happened after. I'm not trying to get anyone fined here on what you need to know. He also said that Kyrie and KD talked to Nets owner Joe Tsai about the trade. How often do players talk to the owner? This is serious business. These guys are all serious. So serious that they're not done. Sean Marks also made it clear, as far as roster construction goes, without a doubt, it is not finalized. He will be making more moves. As far as Kyrie Irving not being with the team goes, Marks has been talking to him, but it wasn't clear why Kyrie has been gone. Mark said, quote, "You hope there's an adequate, more than adequate excuse as to why he needs personal time and that Kyrie is excited to get back and Kyrie will address it," putting the onus on Kyrie Irving to explain why he was gone from the team when he finally does return. I do think Sean Marks was saying that he will address his own team, his own locker room when he returns. I'm not sure we will ever find out why Kyrie was gone from the team. Although Sean Marks finally did express some disappointment from the organization's perspective that Kyrie hasn't been in the trenches, as he said, for a long period of time here. Speaking of disappointment, I'll probably be disappointed when James Harden has his press conference at 1 o'clock Eastern, mere hours from when I'm recording right now, but I'm tuning in, baby. James Harden is in Brooklyn. This is wild. One of the other big names that was traded for James Harden, Victor Oladipo was not suited up for the Houston Rockets when they took on the Spurs on Thursday. Rockets beat San Antonio with a crazy 15-2 run to end the game. Looked like the Spurs had it. This was their first game without James Harden. And they didn't have John Wall either, who had left knee soreness, unfortunately. Christian Wood was the man for Houston, 27-15. And he was the guy who got the interview on TNT after the game when Shaq said, "I didn't know your game really coming into this season." Wood jumped in and said, "Oh, you're a casual. You're a casual fan." That was great stuff from Christian Wood. Very funny. He's having a great year. The Spurs, they keep doing it. Keep churning out these young guys. 21-year-old Keldon Johnson had a career-high 29 points. Young wing doing things. Another guard doing things for them. 22-year-old Lonnie Walker, a career-high 4 threes. He's taken 5 a game this season. I didn't realize how well he's been shooting here in his third year in the NBA, shooting 40% from three for his career. Speaking of threes, Steph Curry had 35 points in a loss to the Denver Nuggets. He had 5 threes as he nears Reggie Miller for second on the all-time list. He's chasing Reg, 15 back of him, then about 400 back of Ray Allen for first. So that's going to take a couple years. No sarcasm there. It's going to take a couple years. Nikola Jokic, he had a big second half, 46th career triple-double. 23 points, 14 boards, 10 assists. The big man, the 7-footer, leads the league in assists at 10.4 per game. Can he average 10 for a season? Westbrook actually has more this year, but he doesn't qualify. He had a reverse slam in this game. Bull Bull had a slam. A great one to keep me up late. The Toronto Raptors got a W. They beat a Charlotte Hornets team that didn't have Gordon Hayward, who was out with a hip strain. Raptors now sit at 3-8. Late bloomer Chris Boucher had 25 points and 10 boards for the Raps. He's a late bloomer, I know, but do you have to start him only in second halves, Nick Nurse? I get it. but just give him the keys. Aaron Baines hasn't been great as a starter. It's time. He's foul prone, but who cares? He's Canadian. His name is Boucher. St. Lucian-born 28-year-old didn't start playing ball until his late teens. But it's time to see him in the starting lineup. Love watching Chris Boucher and his confidence. The Heat, they only had 8 players because of contact tracing, and they got pummeled by the Philadelphia 76ers. Guess the Sixers' team camaraderie is all right despite Ben Simmons being in those James Harden trade rumors. The Indiana Pacers continue their great start to the season on the road. They're 4-1 now after beating the Portland Trail Blazers handily in Portland. They dominated. As new acquisition, Caris LeVert still hasn't joined the team quite yet. Unfortunately for the Blazers, center Yusuf Nurkic, he broke his wrist during the game. His timeline is unknown. It was wild to see it happen as well. He swiped at a ball, looked at his wrist, play went on. Miles Turner, big 7-footer, drove. Yusuf Nurkic didn't back away. He went, tried to stop. Miles Turner jumped into him, played a little defense while his wrist was injured. And then he said, oh, yeah, this is hurt. I better walk off. A broken wrist, very unfortunate. 26-year-old was just out for 16 months with a broken leg in 2019 and 2020. That was tough to come back from. This is really unfortunate news for the Blazers and for Nurkic. Speaking of the Pacers, they won't play on Saturday. Their game is canceled. The 10th game, which has been postponed this season, they're supposed to play the Phoenix Suns. The Suns have now had 3 consecutive games canceled because of contact tracing throughout their locker room. And it's unfortunate for the league because they are supposed to play on Monday, Martin Luther King Day, as part of a triple header on TNT. So I'm sure, as far as optics goes, the league wants the Phoenix Suns to be ready to suit up and not have a game canceled on such a big day for the league. Speaking of Monday, that's when I will return here on What You Need to Know. Make sure you check out The Drop, the full No Dunks episode here on Friday. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you Monday.